guys. Welcome to the postgame show. Mark, Brett, and JR were kind enough to stay behind and do a postgame with me.
We're excited. This is not kindness. This is excitement.
I think of it as charity, honestly. Just a little charity your way.
I don't see
it as charity. Feel sorry for you. So I was like, oh, she needs us. Kind of stuff.
Postgame's fun, though.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I love it.
I really enjoy it as well. Also, I'm learning all the plays. I don't know if you see, like, we're supposed to go that direction. And then someone.
So it's amazing to me that people would pay to be members to hate watch us, but there are a couple of people, and you guys are my favorite. one of you goes by the handle Daphne something.
Zuniga from Melrose Place. You know her.
Is it Daphne Smith? No. I don't know. I can't remember the handle. But this person like pays to watch the post game. Wait, who? Daphne Zuniga?
I was just making it up. Daphne, famous Daphne, I know is Princess, is the Druish princess from Spaceballs.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Never mind. Keep going.
Anyway,
it's going to be that kind of post game.
Princess Vespa. Why am I here? I'm sorry. Go. Okay. I'm looking for
something. Daphne, who I don't believe is a woman at all, because I did a quick Google search of the handle just to see if there's anything I can find on this person. Mm-hmm. Just curious what Daphne looks like. And I just wanted to see if it was really a woman because I suspected it wasn't. And other screen names that this individual has used included Dusty Smith. So I'm like, it's 100% a dude. Anyway. The reason why I bring it up is because, yesterday I disclosed something kind of like personal.
Intimate
about my preferences and intimate situations. This person like watches and has been watching for a long time and like incessantly tweets to me and is like obsessed and is like, Anna likes rough sex. Anna like just going nuts. And I'm just like, wow, man. Like, as Rihanna says, your pussy's too dry to ride me like that.
Wow.
Isn't that such a good quote?
God, it's so good.
Rihanna said that in response to someone in the media who was criticizing her. And so she either tweeted to that individual, or I don't remember, but said, your pussy's too dry to be riding me like this. And now every time like someone is obsessively like going after me on Twitter over nonsense, I just want to be like, oh, I want to, but I can't. Let's clean it up a little bit.
That's amazing.
The hate watch that you described as is actually he loves. He or she, we haven't determined yet, loves watching.
Yeah.
And was heard that bit of information, was like, oh my God.
Lost it.
Had a lot of fantasies.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I mean, do you boo, have fun, you know? But anyway, I just thought I would like share that fun little story.
So good.
Yeah.
What else are we gonna talk about on the post game?
I forgot the old men.
Curbs.
Oh yeah.
What curbs?
Curbs. Okay, curbs. Sorry.
Oh, hanging curbs, like kind of what are you talking about?
So JR mentioned.
Because we're talking about, in case people who are just seeing this, the end of the show, we did the story about the guy in Florida who was mad because the utility company was parked out in front of his driveway. Mm-hmm. Not in his driveway, Mark.
In front, blocking his driveway.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he pulled out a gun, started shooting the truck, maybe the engine area, also the tires.
Yeah.
64-year-old gentleman?
64, mm-hmm. When I'm 64.
May as well be parked in the driveway, though, if you're going to block my driveway, JR. That's
same
all I'm
difference.
Saying.
So, Brett and Mark were apparently on board with this guy's decision. And so I was
understood
where he's coming from.
We understood his irritation.
I get the motivation behind it, but not the action.
They both kind of point out that's why they keep their guns as well.
No, so, they are.
So they it reminded me of a driveway situation. My father, the authority down in San Diego doesn't have to go looking for this. He doesn't live in this house anymore. But there was a small parallel parking space on the street in front of the house. And people with cars that weren't like the size of a Mini Cooper, if you park in it, you're gonna be sticking into the driveway a little bit. And sometimes it's hard to find parking in areas, obviously. Mm-hmm. Every time someone would park there, he'd get so upset. You could still get your car out, it's just it was a little bit in the driveway. Mm-hmm. So he was gonna call the city and have them like, they can't park here, this and that. They're like, whatever, old man, I'm not listening to you. So he said, I'm gonna take this into my own hands. I'm gonna go to Home Depot, get some of that really serious red paint, and I'm painting that curb red.
Mm-hmm.
then people aren't going to park there, right? So that's actually it's a thoughtful response.
Happens in my neighborhood all the time.
Happens in a lot of neighborhoods.
What are the consequences for that if you get caught?
No one knows it's very you.
Illegal. Yeah, so the thing is you have to think time frame when to do it. He's already called and complained. I think they're going to know what just happened.
Yeah.
They also know what blocks are red because they ticket based off of where the red zones are. So I think they know. We haven't been hitting up this red zone.
I know.
No, they know it's new.
No, they
don't. They keep track. This is my guessing. They keep track of where the red zones are.
They're not taken in by it. The meter maid people, they know. They know that that's something that the neighbors, they know, as you say, those red zones.
How do they know?
They know the areas and they just,
because they're like, there's not enough room for a car. I understand that instinct. In my neighborhood, so many small little curbs that are in front of houses who park sideways. So it's like, it's Manhattan Beach, so it's like there's no room for parking at all. So people park with their car up on the curb, essentially, because there's no sidewalk. There's just curb and area in front of your house. So there's people that take it into their own hands, and it's a community police department that doesn't care about like people down there for the beach day. So they just kind of are like, no one ever gets in trouble for it. And some people violate that violate street sweeping all the time. And because the folks have lived there for 1,000 years.
When I was living in West Hollywood across the street from Johnny Depp, by the way, it was really a cool area, but parking was really rough. And so here's what the neighbors did. They painted a whole half, there was already a red zone. They extended the red zone. They painted a whole half block of the street red with that curb. But to JR's point, when the ticket people came, I'll call them meter maids, whatever, they didn't ticket anybody parked on that red zone. If people got hip to the fact that that wasn't a real red zone, they could park there and not get a ticket. They only ticketed the people in the real red zone. So if you know it's not legit, you can actually park there and you can do it, you know, without any.
They scared off maybe enough people that at least it maybe lightened up.
It scares off a ton of people.
I'll tell you what, my neighborhood has so little parking, and like if you drove around any street within like a 10 block radius, it's all the same. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
And I can't pull out of my driveway because my neighbors also park in the driveway on the side of my thing. And I drive this car that's just we call it the queef because it's just like a little nothing. And it has a terrible turning radius.
It's the
fiance just laughs at me when I drive this car. She's like, because I'm like this, and I back up.
Oh, it's the worst. Turn radius is so important.
I hate it.
My Nissan Altima had the worst turn radius. Like
Ford C-Max. I got it plugged in
for
the environment.
I'm making a U-turn, and I'm just like, I'm going to make it. It's like the widest street ever. And no, I just couldn't make the freaking U-turn.
So I get that frustration.
Oh, it was the worst.
So the whole basis is how older gentlemen get stuck in their ways, especially when it comes to their houses.
And yeah, it's their last bastion of control.
Yeah. And Anna's father apparently is taking the cake.
Yes.
She was triggered.
Triggered. So I was triggered by JR mentioning that his dad wanted to paint the curb. And I literally just had a big discussion with my dad about how he wants to do it in front of one of his buildings because people block the driveway for his tenants all the time. Or he has buildings in some densely populated areas, right? And so parking is difficult to come by. And so he mentioned, painting some curb red. I don't know, whatever. And I was like, Dad, please don't do that. You can't do that. He's like, yeah, I can.
Do it.
And he's like, yeah, I can.
It's easy. You just buy the paint and you put it on the curb.
He's like, I can do it. Why can't I not do it? It's my property. I'm like, Dad, no. The sidewalk, the curb, that's not your property. That's the city's property. You literally cannot paint that red. And he just doesn't believe me. And I don't know if it's that he doesn't believe me, but because he's an old man stuck in his ways. Like, he's super stubborn, and it drives me nuts sometimes. It drives my mom nuts. Like, I feel worse for my mom than I do for myself.
I want to live in his world more than I want to live in yours.
No, you don't.
I want to live in that world. Like, I get it. And I think that world exists where it's like, I mean, he knows. He knows deep down that you can't just go around painting curbs.
You don't want to live in my
dad's
world.
But there is that, what we were talking about with like that's funny. With like the police officers kind of know that their neighbor, they probably think like their neighborhood, they want to be able to go in and out their driveway and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just kind of let it go. Mm-hmm. I want to live in that world where, like, for rational, reasonable things.
No, I couldn't agree with you more.
And I love rules.
That, like, I love some rules, just rules that matter. I like rules that matter.
Yeah, and that's what he's saying, is like, this shouldn't matter. People park stupidly, blocking my driveway. Yeah. There's not enough room for your car. That rule matters.
Yeah.
And for that reason, since it's just some paint and will do a job of discouraging some people from parking that way.
Yeah.
Why not go for it? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, probably contradicts a thousand things I said on this show.
If you live in Hollywood and your driveway is blocked, good luck getting the cops to come out there and ticket anybody, check it out at night once the sun goes down. Because I've done it. And you call 911, first of all, that's a...
Don't call
and now there's another service you can call that's not 911, 311. But at the time, remember, that service didn't exist. And you're on hold forever and they say, hey, man, we'll get to you, but we've got shots fired over on Sycamore, and we've got a lady who's screaming rape over on, in Laurel Canyon. It may be a while. You're the lowest party, so guess what? You're not getting your car out of your driveway all night.
But you want to know something? So now I'm in a part of the county where parking is not that difficult. You know, sometimes it can get difficult, but for the most part, it's abundant. I would do anything to move back to West Hollywood.
Why West Hollywood?
I love West Hollywood so much.
I live in West Hollywood.
It's so great. Everything about it, except for the parking, but I can deal with that.
I'm sorry, this is going to devolve into a conversation about areas in LA, but I'm okay with people like you that would rather live in West Hollywood and Hollywood, because that leaves the beaches for people like me to enjoy. Oh, yes, definitely. To enjoy the beauty of Los Angeles, the reason for being here.
Tomorrow on the post game, we talk about best and worst, and a lot of people's best is the beach.
That's funny.
Well, if you're living in California, the beach is a pretty cool place to live. But I will say this about what Anna's saying about West Hollywood. There is a dynamic of life and... late night stuff and music and comedy venues and a bunch of things going on, restaurants.
No one's up your ass about anything.
Well, everybody's up your ass.
Yeah, it's hot West Hollywood.
Actually, but that's a different thing.
See
what I did?
You made a butt sex joke.
Butt sex jokes on Thursday. Butt sex jokes on Thursday.
But you can get sick of that. Here's what happened to me. I lived there for 5 years, and I lived right near the action. And I thought, oh my God, this is so cool. I'm feeling the pulse of the city because I'm a city kid. I grew up in Washington, D.C., and I like the city. So I can feel the pulse of the city. I can see the strip. I can walk to the strip from my house. Wow, this is so cool. So, and the clubs, I'm close to all the hot clubs. So after 5 years, I was saying the same thing, but I was saying it a different way, like, the pulse of the city. I'm feeling it all the time. I can't get away from it. The clubs. I'm so close. People are coming up here all the time to try to find parking. All the things that you find cool about West Hollywood start to get to you after
and
you,
you know. And that doesn't happen near the beach. Like, near the beach. Like, I lived in Venice, and I was like, Venice turned into, like, being too aggressively laid back. Mm-hmm. So I moved south, and I like it down there. It's just mellow. I worked, so Current TV, the network on which the Young Turks on
the good old
Current
days.
Used to be, the good old days. We were, before we were in like Culver City and before we were in downtown, we were in Hollywood, in the Media District. And Media District just means that like prostitutes... We were on the corner of like the transvestite at the time we called it transvestite prostitute. Now I'm sure there's a different like trans prostitute area. And I remember like at like 4:30 to 7:30, like in the winter when the sun went down, like that's when you should be getting out of work to go home. But you would have to like check to make sure that there weren't any like active blowjobs happening.
Really?
Up against the door. To leave Sonic Pool or whatever the name of the production facility was. And it was just like, rainbow condoms everywhere. And it was like, oh, there's a blue one, there's a yellow one, there's a green one on my way to my car. So when people say Hollywood is where dreams come true, and it's this great destination for you to go have a great vacation, go see the Walk of Fame, the truth is it is just the dirtiest, embarrassing place.
So, but if you have dirty, gross dreams, they can come true.
Right.
But, by the way, for the record,
all the prostitutes themselves were like the nicest, greatest people.
Yeah. They are. I used to, every morning when I would go running, I'd run past them, and they're awesome. But Okay, so West Hollywood and Hollywood are actually separate places. They're next to each other, but they're separate. West Hollywood has its own it's like its own governmental entity. I don't really know how it works.
It's city.
And I think because of the fact that it's its own city and whatever, like, I don't know, they just took really good care of it. You know, like, you can tell when you're about to cross the border into Hollywood because Hollywood's completely different. However, right now there's this big development boom in Hollywood, and it's pretty devastating for people who have like relied on low income housing there. They're literally demolishing any and all rent controlled buildings that they can find, developers are. And then they're building these giant like condominium buildings and things like that, luxury apartments, that kind of stuff. And by the way, I did some research and I found out that there's a 12% occupancy rate in Los Angeles County. So Jenk and I were arguing about how, the developers have to do this because right now, you know, there's no property and there's no. That's not true at all. There are vacant properties in Los Angeles right now that aren't selling because people can't freaking afford them,
that's
right?
That's what it is.
Mm. And it's so frustrating. Anyway, on that tangent.
Yeah.
But Hollywood is changing right now, and it's changing rapidly. And what I noticed in the last few months that I was in West Hollywood is that development was pushing homelessness into West Hollywood and other surrounding areas. And I'm just really curious to see how this is going to play out because A, homelessness continues to increase because people can't afford a place to live. And then, you know, Los Angeles has this ridiculous non-solution to homelessness, which is just push them in a different location. No, that's not going to take care of the problem.
A lot of cities have that too, right? Yeah. That gentrification is,
have the weather where people don't necessarily feel as bad about it.
Right.
Like there aren't, like I remember there was a report I read a long time ago in Moscow, about Moscow, where they go and after the winter, they just pick up all the dead homeless people.
Oh my God.
And they put a map, on a map, they put these little marks where they found them, and they called snowdrops. And then by the end of the winter, not at the end of the winter, like throughout winter, they're collecting them, and then it just gets covered in snowdrops. And that's in L.A., it's like, seem fine. They're out on Santa Monica, on Santa Monica by the walking park.
That's one place, but I mean, in truth, and they find this in a lot of different cities, under overpasses and alongside the LA River, there are whole homeless encampments. Yes. I mean, it's really sad.
It's everywhere.
And over by the LA River is where they're about to do Silver Lake 2.0. And
right.
Yep. It keeps getting worse.
Right.
Anyway.
When the housing prices do fall, that is not where the people who can't afford other neighborhoods go. That's where speculators go in and buy the property and develop it into high value
real
estate.
That's right. That's exactly what's happening.
And there's not enough volume to actually drive the price down because any empty area can ostensibly just kind of keep a high price point because there might be someone who shows up to buy.
That's right. All right, you get it. I wish you were here when I was debating Cenk. Anyway, we're getting the wrap up sign, so we got to go. Thank you so much for watching, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.